I got it. Okay, here it goes. Oh yeah, great. Okay, so hey, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Today I'm in stereo, so I can go left, I can go right. It's like, I'm going binaural, man. Yo. I actually like that. Like the binaural thing. It just, it's personal. So anyway, something stupid. I just took the title of the song and put it into my title. So why not? Sounds good to me. It's a little loud. Playback's loud. Yeah, I changed some of the stuff on my mic, but I'm still getting hiss. Nothing I can really do until I get the whole voice meter banana thing to work completely. Cause this thing has an EQ on it. It's like, okay, what's the EQ then? I just click on EQ. What is it? Does that have EQ? What's the for? Do you have to input something to EQ? I don't know. It's weird. There's no EQ panel. Yeah, something stupid. Or something that's I'm stupid. Oh, there's okay, there it goes. There's 15 band. Oh, so I can take all the high end out a little bit. Yeah, I'm gonna take the high end off. Bus B, bus A, 2. Check. Bus 3, bus 2, A2, bus 1, B1. Okay. Let me check it. Check. So I can take all the high ends off. Alright. Okay, so maybe that works. I lowered the mic a little bit today. So on the headphone, it sounds perfect. But when I plug it in, notice that it's really hot. So, oh well. Yeah, it works. You can hear. Now I can hear in stereo. Check. Yeah, it's funky. So, what happened? I got that game, the straight with the cat simulator. Of course, it's like dystopia. I don't care about that, but the thing was just, wow, this is intriguing. They took an adventure game, made it with a cat. The feline, human trying to be feline, or human think they're feline, or the what we call the furries in virtual land. They're going crazy now. Like, we're gonna meow. No, like for years and years ago, I'm the like first time I heard the Meow Mix commercial, first time I saw it, it's like meow 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 meow. I'm just like, it's pretty cool. Like, at that time I was a little kid back then, and I thought about something. Hey, you know, what can we sing like meow? Like, we don't know lyrics to a song. We can think of la 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 na 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 la something. What do we sing like meow? That's a long, long time ago. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I don't. It's just, you know, it's funny. Funny from my point of view. But then there are people who just complain. Look at that goat. It's like a cat. My thing with that is, yeah, I mean, if you want to say it, go ahead. Like, you think those people, including me, will care about it? It's just like, yeah, whatever. Point out your comment. Like, no, some people revolt in the comments or like tweeted or something. They'll be like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah. Majority of people have just been like, yeah, whatever. Big deal. The only reason now it got to an issue is the status. I must have that status. Must be clean and virtuous. And that killed it. That killed the whole damn thing. Now all the kids, you cannot make fun of me. Why? Because so they freak out and then they make up excuses to say certain, no, to block it, to stop it. It's not stopping, it's getting worse. And so they're just fine, we make it into this. So you can't, I am this, you cannot call me that. Why? Because it's not socially acceptable. That's what we got to. Like, holy cow, what happened to learning? Let it go. What happened to let it go? What? What'd you call me? Yes. Screw you, whatever. Like, back then we didn't have social media, so we were a kid. If somebody says something, you say something back. If you couldn't make the grade, you walked away. That's it. Hey. But if somebody says something to me, and the best one that I learned from one of my friends, Ron, the best. Somebody say something to me. I know this is really bad for moms, but that's the answer. It's like, you're a da da da. Well, you just call right back. So I was social mom. What? What'd you call my mom? It's like, aha, I got you. Right, people get mad for that, the little things like that. And wow, found a niche. And it really just, you know, people just say, yeah, whatever, let it go and screw the social media. I think the world would be better, you know, we go back to where we were, actually doing important things. But anyway, I'm gonna go back to the Strays. Game's incredible. Like, this is like puzzle solving. Love it. Cat meows whatever you want, jumps up, jumps down. It's acting like a cat. But the issue is, for certain 3D virtual stuff, if the angle's incorrect or something's incorrect, my eyes go crazy. I still get dizzy. I think there's I forgot what's the name. It was like a virtual 3D dizzy. I don't know what that is. Health effect. Oh, 3D. They have a whole bunch of them. Refractive. Just need like Emblio. Oh, I can't pronounce half of this though. Strappy seems. But whatever. My eyes just go crazy. I get a nausea. Get dizziness. Ocular motor. Maybe that's what it is. Disorientation. It's not disorientation. It's more like one of my eyes couldn't catch up to the other one. And then I thought about how crazy it is. We're in a 3D world. You can touch three dimension. Who knows what other dimension, but we can only see 3D with light. And we're looking through a 2D screen that's pretend to be 3D. And trying to mimic 3D. So it's like a double, triple whammy. And turn the music down a little bit. Yeah, I'm like, well, wait a second. See, it's trying to interpret 3D in a 2D environment, but it's 3D. But it's not 3D, it's 2D. So your eye is looking at 2D and freaks out. So that's why a friend of mine encouraged me to get a 3D artist. You should get a curve monitor. That will help a little bit. So I do have a curve monitor. It helps, but I have to sit back further. So, hey, and you know, as cool as that game is, straight, I'll give it like 5 stars, but just my eyes going crazy. I can't play that thing for too long. I played it for like maybe like 30 minutes, then I'm just like, okay, that's it, bye. But the other 3D environment, I'm okay. Just this one, so it could be some little things here and there they need to fix, or has an option. I don't know if they have an option for that. They change the viewing angle, and usually that solves it. So, strabismus, that one. That could be this one. It's a lack of binocular vision. I am probably aligned. Maybe that. Oh, maybe. I don't know. But this one's different. This is more like for VR glass, which I do have issue with also. Yeah, just it's gradual and goes in. So okay, and it can also be the frame per second. The game is limited at 60, but my system is way higher. I can go up to like 180, 240 if I want to. It's just whatever. Anyway, it's a cool thing if you want it. If you have Steam, you want to play it, that's fine. And don't listen to a lot of people saying, "Oh, you play, what are you going to do, play games? Bad for you." So, like, it's not really. Depends. Depends how you use it, what you use it for, what's your intention. I mean, yeah, if you're going to mimic what you do in there in real life, yeah, that's an issue. you were just there. It's like, I need to entertain myself for like a few minutes to stop thinking on something I'm working on or I'm doing this dilemma thing. Get out for an hour, half an hour, just free my, not free my mind, but doing something else different. Then get back. I found that sometimes I play these games. And I was thinking something about some solution for something. And usually the solution comes. Like, oh, yeah. Because in a while, I was thinking solution so much that my brain just cannot get out of it. It needs to like break out. So sometimes I think playing games help me break out of that cycle. Just for a few minutes, not for hours and hours, just a few minutes, and then I go back doing what I want to do, and it's like, oh, had a fresh memory of these things, a different approach to certain things. I'm like, oh, yeah. So sometimes it helps, but it's your intention. If you're going to intend, like, play 24 hours for a couple of days, maybe like 72 hours, like those guys, sometimes I meet online. You still here? Like, yeah. Oh, cow, man. Sleep? No. Hey. Oh, jeez. Jesus. Oh, my God. And don't be like that guy. Don't be like, oh, my God. Like, what is that? Oh. Oh my God, like it's like, oh, in the verse comment, oh, it sound like one of those elites, like, oh, you cannot do that on my land, what is that, oh, you know, yeah, disgusted, but they like it, disgusted, but it's like a weird thing. They do. It's like, you want to be like that? Then stop saying, oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, so what to do? Electric cars. I've been looking through a whole bunch of electric cars. Lucid Air. That car is getting ground. I'm looking at it. Look at the reviews. Look, people who drive it and say they love it. Say, like, okay, it's not really Tesla, but I think it's more luxurious than Tesla, and it feels better. It has the right, like, user interface to go with. I was like, yeah, it's nice. And now they have Cadillac have a new one coming out too. It looks like an the back looks like a Pacer thing. Looks like a Porsche from the 80s. Got that. It's totally different from Cadillac. I mean, it's beautiful. I'm like, wow. This is on the drive, so give it a link and paste it. And when I redo the replay, I'll put a link. But if you can't get to the link, it's on the drive. So just look for the Cadillac Celestique. It's like, wow, this is a beautiful car. Sure, it's expensive. Like Cadillac's not cheap. They're cheaper than some of the luxury cars. Yeah, but they're not that cheap. This is like something I would expect Bentley would make. But Bentley's probably just going to take that same body and just remake it to electric. Which is still nice. But if look at this thing, the user interface, it just done correctly. You know? I'm not saying that Tesla is not bad. It just, Tesla is like the, to me, it's just like, it's the base model for everybody else to reference from. It's like the reference, Teslas are the reference models for the few, everybody else. Which I think that's what Elon wanted. Like one part of him's like, yes, I want my car to be number one, but I want the whole world to rethink about electrics. So, nice cars. Wow. Now what? Where do we go? It's Friday. Oh, I went to, where we are, we have this international plaza by the airport. Downtown. Tampa. I went to the mall and they had Starbucks and they took out the Starbucks. I don't know why, or maybe the rent is too much or something. I don't know what it is. So for a while I was going to Nordstrom Cafe, but then the Starbucks location, they got a new coffee guy. I was like, wait a second, I've seen this logo before. I've seen all this stuff. Where did I get it from? And I took a sip. I'm like, hey, it's the coffee. Tastes familiar to me, like, I don't know where. Then, looking at the name, like, wait a second. I think this is in New York. So I looked it up, I was like, yep, on Greenwich Street. Like, holy cow, man. I've been there several times. Because all the photo studios, all the, like the design houses around there. The area, some architectural stuff over there too. A lot of fashion people over there. So I was like, oh, I remember. But the thing is like, what are they doing here? It's like, oh, they want to leave. I think they want to leave New York. Are they going to leave New York? I know they do catering for coffees and breakfasts and stuff. Might have won the photo shoots, one or two photo shoots, might have got it from them. Because I remember the logos and stuff. It's cool. They got a little tuk-tuk, a little tuk-tuk coffee thing. I love tuk-tuks. You ever been to tuk? You ever driven on tuk-tuk? Try it. You never did? Try it. Oh boy, the playback is so loud. I don't know how to get a voice mail to do it correctly. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, tuk-tuks. Holy cow, man. You ever been on one? Oh, the best is like Southeast Asia. Because the tuk-tuk drivers are crazy. Crazy. They go right through everything. They go through like, I want to go over here. You expecting main roads. Like, the guy just like, don't even talk. Don't even speak to you. And just... Vroom. Right turn. Like, whoa, where are we going? See a little like a street side street, like zoom right by, and then it will get you. Those drivers will get you to where you need to go, right through traffic, right through people walking, right through the street market. And you get to the point, I'm like, boom, we're here. It's like, all right. But it's fun, man. Love those things. Love to have one, but I don't know what we need. I'm looking at your post, something sexy, but I'm not expecting, I'm gonna escape. I'm expecting to escape. I did. Bypass. I don't know what else is there. Max Egan had an interview. So just, yeah, I went through that this morning. Cliff had some videos, but he wrote something this morning. I kind of bypassed. Jenda is probably had a show, but I didn't even get to it. I'm looking at it now. What is that? Hot dog? The new mac and cheese. The bug dogs. Bugs. What are you having? I'm having it. Is it good? Oh. I don't know. You don't eat bugs. You just eat. Buy a tuk tuk. Drive around with the mouth open. Open the windows first. If you have those window version, but you don't have them, you just open space. Just open your mouth. Bugs. Did we do that on a motorcycle or bicycle? Why would you want to eat bugs? You guys are going to eat bugs. You're going to eat loaches. Gonna make you loaches, worms. I don't know. It's like, hey, no. You guys want to be a reptile? Go ahead. I'm gonna eat meat. I'm gonna eat beef. Sorry, cows. I like it. I like cows. Pork, maybe chicken. Yeah, chicken depends. Who makes it? Or who frees it, marinates, and try to cook it next day and be like, I'm trying to make this moist. Like, no, he froze it. You don't do that. And it just comes out dry. Anyway. I don't know what else is there. Even the tech, I'm like, I don't know what's there. Just a whole bunch of reviews. Everybody's reviewing some for some reason all at the same time. Maybe Google did it. We want to do it. You guys got to do it the same day. It's about the Pixel 6a. I don't need one. What do I need one for? That's a good camera. Like, I got a Sony. Everybody uses Sony camera sensor. So why do I want to use yours? You're just a copycat then. Me, you're mean. I'm not mean. I'm telling the truth. and you can't handle the truth. God. Tom Cruise's Top Gun Ray-Ban is $163. What do you want that for? I know it does. I think I have one. And I lost it. Expensive. It was actually was given to me, so I didn't mind it. And that's another thing. If something I didn't buy, somebody gave it to me, I don't take care of it. Just can't. Whatever. I don't know what else is there. Honda Civic Type R is coming. That's coming. I don't know what else. Hoonigan was a 1/10 scale Rossi car. Are they gonna pay? Oh, they're actually gonna sell that thing. It's the Mustang. The one that they did in California. The four wheel drifter. Which is just whoa. $500. I don't want that. Maybe when I meet up with Ken again, like be nice to him. Like, hey, can I have one of these? Come on. It's like, why? Like, well, you know our friend Mr. Ed. Yeah, he says so. Alright. God damn, 43. Damn, 43. Going on with the 43, man. Yeah, that's what he said. What's going on with 43? Seen any lately? You see it? Actually, a couple days ago, I saw it on my crypto ticker. But for some reason, whenever I'm on doing this podcast, the ticker goes out. Who's listening? Who's locking in? Could it not be? I mean, you can drive yourself crazy with that. It's like, oh, somebody's watching, like that. They're gonna watch whatever they want. They're gonna do whatever they want, and they don't like you. They don't like you. They like you. They like you. I think I'm like they like sort of like me, so I don't care about them. That he needs, because they know, I know somebody needs, and my family is part of it. Even though I don't want anything to do with it. I have a history book with me. It says on this, I even want to gain the throne, I can, but I don't want it. Why? Why had that? It's too much. Can't just go surfing. Be a beach bum. Open a cafe by the beach. Have friends come over, drink beer, have coffee, listen to hi-fi music. I don't know. Go surfing. I'll make some food. Limited edition food just for like few people. But yeah, that's what I want. I don't need the rest of that crap. Anything design world? Nothing. I didn't see nothing. It's a boring weekend again. If that's true, what should I do? Should I make some food? I never did before. It's time to go to, what's that thing called? DIY thing, website. I forgot. The Instructables. That's it. Instructable cooking. I don't do a lot of other crafts. Like sometimes I get a reference, but mostly I do cooking stuff. What can I make today? Barbecue grilling. Yeah. Yeah. Bacon. I don't have any bacon. Breakfast. What can I make for breakfast? There's a breakfast that I know a lot of people say, ew, but I really like it. Fried, like a scrambled egg with peanut butter. With a tiny touch of mayonnaise. And you take it, you try it, and be like, oh, I have some ham. It can be some ham and egg pie. I don't have any pie crust. I can make potato crab. Potato. I can do the what's that? Hash brown thing. Make a pie crust and just put ham and egg in it. That would be neat. Never tried it before. Give it a shot. Anything else? I don't know. I don't see anything like I want to make. Just yeah. Ranch toast. No. Pancake. No. Mom's camper egg. Camper's egg. So they put egg inside the toast. So what is that? I don't know what to do. Maybe not sure. I have pancake mix. I can make waffles with those. Coffee bean donuts. Whoa. This is kind of neat. I never saw that. Good for like cafes. Yeah. If somebody make this. Oh, yes, then coffee. So it does have coffee now. Oh. Bowl. I cut. It's like a. Like making a. What's that? Those things. Brazilian bread. And just put a little thing. Wow. This is neat. And they deep fry it too. I'm filling. Oh, holy cow. Yeah, that's a little too rich. And there. But something. I'll make something today. Figure it out. What else is there? I don't know. Stereo. I'm on the right channel. I'm not the left channel. No, I'm the right channel. The left. Right. Left. And drive somebody crazy. Oh, why do you have two people here? Because I can. I don't know. It's boring. That's what it is. When you're bored, that's when you say, I need to go out and do things. And that's another thing. Even though people say, I don't want to go there, but you force yourself to go somewhere and just, you don't have to buy anything, just walk. Just from walking. Even walking a couple times around. No, say, I don't want to be one of those more walkers, but you know what? Do more walking. Look at stuff like that. It makes it easier. Then we go back home. Bet you fall asleep. Try to play games. And be like, out. Try to watch movie. Like, nope, you're out. Need exercise. Just even a little bit of exercise. It's going to help you sleep. And for those people who cannot go to sleep, try it. Give it a shot. Go walk around your house. You don't have to go. You don't have to drive anywhere. It's like, oh, I'm afraid of my neighbors. Then you, okay. but who cares, right? Because once you walk out of your house, you got a road, you got a sidewalk. If you have a sidewalk, even on the countryside, you don't, but you can walk on the grass. Just walk. Put the headphones on and walk. If you live on a dangerous road, then you know, try to stay away from that. Then you say, okay, I'll go to a shopping area or some town square. Just walk around. Grab a coffee, walk around. And you want to get fancy, then get a treadmill and stuff. But just do some exercise before you, for the day. Then you can't go to sleep, do some exercise. Even sitting in a chair, you can do the office exercise. And sometimes I do. I do the chubby checker twist on my office chair all the time. And do my legs up and down, do the flash dance. My feet. It's great. It works. Well, when time comes, I'm like, I'm tired. Bye. Out. Okay. So anyway, this is it for today. This Friday. Because I have nothing else to say. Because everybody else is saying something. It's no point for me to say anything. Because it's comical from my point of view. You know, wish I can just respond in meows. Meow. Hey, what do you think about the polygon? Like, meow. Meow. You would get cats do that. That's when cats do that in front of me. Meow. That's like, and love me. Please. It's like, adore me. Pet me. Yeah. And then they dig their head around you. They go rub it against your feet, your arms, whatever. And you go, meow. Meow. Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do. But, somebody asked me a political thing. Just go, meow. Like, bye. It's like, what do you mean? Why are we responding cats? Have a nice day. Bye. And just walk away. That's what I'm gonna do. For now on. Maybe. Anyway, have a wonderful Friday of July 22nd, 2022. Have a great weekend. No. I don't do anything I wouldn't do, but if you're gonna do it, don't get caught. That's the trick. And have coffee whenever you can. If you don't like coffee, try it anyway. Just always spit it out. And don't eat any bugs. Even if somebody says, you need to eat bugs. It's like, don't eat bugs. No. Bug food. No. Doing the impossible, the meat stuff. Like, get real stuff. Get the real thing. If you're not going to eat meat, you know, I don't want meat. Eat peanuts. They're allergic to peanuts. Eat vegetables. They hate vegetables. Or they just, I don't know what to say. Eat spam. But that's meat. Or eat, I don't. Chocolate. Allergic to chocolate? No. Then why are you living? Just have some of it. Maybe you get allergic reaction. You have a little bit at a time. Eventually you'll be immune. Because it's probably all in your head anyway. Anyway. Yeah, don't take that advice. If you have serious allergic reaction to certain food, don't eat it. But no, just be sensible and don't eat bugs. That's it. Don't eat anything fake. And have a great weekend. And have an excellent Friday. I'll see you on Monday. Ciao.